Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. If you're wondering why we're playing this music, it's because I just found out that I'm Greek. My 23andMe came back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I always felt like that.
Congratulations.
Oh, I wish I were Greek. I'm Scottish. All we do is cry, get drunk, and throw telephone poles. So Greg Simos is joining us, an event organizer for the St. Louis County Greek Festival, which is this weekend coming up, Assumption Greek Orthodox Church in Town and Country. Greg, thanks for being with us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us all about the event.
Yeah, we're getting ready for our annual Memorial Day St. Louis County Greek Fest at the Assumption Church at 270 and Manchester, right off DePere Road. We've been doing this for decades upon decades. We have our delicious food, our desserts, dancing, live music, vendors. We got everything you want. Everyone could be Greek this weekend.
I'm telling you, I've got some great friends. My buddy Noel Sebastianos, who I went to Greece with, and he tried to leave me there. But, I mean, you guys really, really do. What is it about St. Louis? Or maybe it's just the Greek community in every major city, but in St. Louis, you guys are tight.
I think it's every city has the same. No matter where you go, if you, you know, go to a Greek restaurant and you're Greek, they treat you like family. But we do have a very tight community here in St. Louis. There's not that many of us. It's not a big population. But, you know, we love our culture and we love to spread it.
So the food, the dance, the overall atmosphere. What about people, Greg? Sometimes you guys can be a victim of your own success and people are like, oh, too busy. Parking may not be great. Let people know it's pretty easy to get in and out of.
It is pretty easy to get in and out of. We have three shuttles running constantly to get you from our off-site parking onto the church grounds. We do our best. I think the lines move at a pretty quick pace. So usually people are in and out of the line, you know, I would say within, if it's super busy, within an hour. But yeah, it's worth the wait.
So the hours are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday, May 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. No cash. So, you know, you want to put it in your pocket, that's fine. But make sure you bring a debit or a credit card, correct?
Correct, yes.
Very good. Greg, have a great weekend. Thanks for previewing this for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Have you guys been out to the Greek Fest before?
I have not, but I have had the cookies that come in.
The cookies?
Oh, they're good. I'm like the cookie monster.
Yeah, it's a blast out there. I can't believe it's Memorial Day.
I know. It really snuck
That's
up
wrong.
On
Is that
us.
Next Monday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes, it's just a weekend. That's nuts. I mean, nuts.
All right, A, that's way too fast. B, that's not a day we get off, so I don't think of it as, you know,
yeah,
holiday.
But we do this time because of a game.
Oh, do we?
There's a 2 p.m. game.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cardinals.
Living right.
I knew I liked those guys.
Mm-hmm. you had an interaction at a QT?
All right, so I texted this to our boss because it's going to make our boss, Steve, very, very happy. And it'll make anybody that's in a boss in the Odyssey family very happy, too. So I'm in my normal, I have a couple QTs that I go to, depending on which way, but there's one that I go to most days because it's just the normal path that I take to work. So I know one of the guys there reasonably well because it's near my house. I've been going for a long time, but he wasn't there today. He's not always there in the morning, but I'm in there today just buying, you know, Diet Dew, and I think I got a breakfast sandwich to have for lunch. And I'm paying, and the guy behind the counter is young. I mean, mid-20s maybe. And as I'm paying and all that, he goes, "You're on the radio, aren't you?" And I'm like, Yeah, for the Cardinals station, KMOX. And he's like, "Oh," he goes, "That's 104.1 now, right?" He goes, "Because I heard you the other day and I heard your voice, and that's how I figured it out." And there's another guy that was back there who's a little older, probably 40-ish. And he's like, "Yeah." He goes, "I heard you too." You go, and I'm not going to name the other station, but he's like, "I'm checking you guys out in the afternoon now when I'm driving home from work." So it was really cool to hear from unsolicited from people that I don't know. That 104.1 is like getting people that hadn't gotten exposed on the AM side.
Yeah.
And it was really just neat because it wasn't so much, "Hey, I know your voice is Kevin Wheeler," because there are sports people that do, because duh, been around that. It was more that I just heard it because I just found this signal. And then one of the guys, and I'm not going to give their names because I didn't ask if I could, but one of the guys was like, "Cardinals sound so good on the FM side." I'm like, "That's exactly." And I said, "And it's also so we can get guys like you guys to turn the right station on."
Yeah.
I thought that was really a cool interaction, like totally unsolicited, not asking anybody, just two guys volunteering information that they found it, they like it, and now they're cool.
Yeah.
So now you're in the club. Welcome, guys.
I'm so relieved that we went to FM because I was really struggling. My contract is up a year from now. And I had kind of said, I don't think I'm going to sign another contract on the AM station. It's just too debilitating. I can't compete. There's no way I can compete. You're putting ankle weights on me. But I've always appreciated and respected the AM signal. And then last Friday when the tornadoes hit, for a brief time, the FM signal went down and the AM signal was still up so we could give people updates.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
See, that's what makes it best of both worlds, because I was just talking about that with Ron and Amy at the top of the hour, that how important, not just a backup plan, right? Because that was just weird that the signal was hit by the storm, right? It was impacted. That's not normal. That's more flukish. But what is normal is that even people in outlying areas are going to hear the AM, which is why it's never going away, right? That's the purpose of having that service. Because, yes, you can hear Cardinals games if you're, you know, 75, 80, 100 miles away, more than that, really. I mean, I've carried Cardinals games down to Alabama with me while I'm driving down there to go to see my kid when she was in college down there. So, I mean, I know that it has the reach, but that it's all driven home on days like Friday where, you know, A, the FM signal's great. And then, and again, unfortunately, it was damaged in part by that storm. But still having the big AM that's always there is always, it's such a great combination to have the two. Which, and I just reinforced to a couple of friends, too. Like, that's why the AM's never changing.
Yeah.
Because it has that power to reach the eastern half of the country. No matter what.
Yeah. So, Rach, you say you're having a hard time balancing being kind to people and looking out for yourself?
At times. And I think it's mostly like a woman thing. Mm-hmm. But maybe you guys have similar experiences. I don't know. I was at the store this weekend. I take my cart out to the car and I'm loading things up. And there's a older man who like walks by and says like, "Oh, thanks for not hitting me with your cart." And I was just like, "Ha, yeah." And I think my like politeness and laughter opened a door to him that he thought like, "This is my new best friend." And then he was like, which is fine. You know, I try to be nice to people and be polite to people. Some people are like lonely or they just want to talk to you. Like, it's fine. But then he was like, "Oh, I'll just wait for your cart. Like after you're done loading your cart, I'll just take your empty cart." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Which I wasn't crazy about, but I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
But I'm basically like, you know, I feel like I can't say no.
Yeah.
So I'm like quickly
taking the car with me.
Right. I'm like quickly loading the car, and he's just asking me like personal questions, and I just felt very uncomfortable.
How old guy?
Probably 70. But I just felt creeped out and uncomfortable. And I'm thinking to myself, like, is it even fair that I feel this way? But just as a woman, sometimes your alarm bells start going off as far as like, this is going to be a hard situation to get away from.
Yeah.
And I did eventually have to be kind of rude. And I was just like, okay, have a great day. And just got in the car and drove
away.
That's
rude.
Well,
that's the nicest rude I've ever
heard. He was like
heard.
Still talking, and I'm just like, dude, I can't. There's a million reasons why we can't continue this conversation, but I don't know, and it's one of those things where it's like you want to be nice, you want to be kind to people, but then you also have to protect yourself as far as like, I don't know, are you like scoping out my car? Like, what's going? Because he was asking me questions about my car and all this stuff. It was just uncomfortable and weird, and it just sucks. It sucks that you can't like trust everybody necessarily. And then maybe I could have fully trusted this person. Like this, he could have been my guardian angel. I felt uncomfortable and that I needed to extricate myself from the situation.
Not the same thing, but taking the train this weekend to Chicago and back, humans are so weird. I mean, how many people are on a train car? 50, maybe? And there were so many different kinds of people. When I mean kind, I don't mean race. I mean like nice, rude, a-hole. There's something new. I won't even say the term. Remember the raw dogging thing? Like they're getting a kick out of using adult terms for these kinds of things. But there's something where you play your music as loud as you can from your phone or your implement while on a plane or a train or a bus. So that...
Is that called getting your ass kicked?
So that you annoy other people. And they did this big announcement on the train where they like really, really said, if you have your device on, you must have headphones on and no one can hear your headphones. If someone complains that they can hear your headphones and you don't turn it down, you'll be dropped off at the next station. And I looked at Nick. I'm like, what the hell? But I think it's because of this phenomenon that people, it's a new thing for, you know, young kids to play their music really loud or to play like a hockey podcast or something and just be like, what? First Amendment. I get to do what I want to do.
I don't understand why
you need to catch an ass whipping if you're doing that.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would want to be that person.
I don't either.
Like, it gives you some sort of pleasure or some sort of like fulfillment to make someone else's day worse.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good to annoy other people. I don't understand.
We had another cat behind us. He was with his three friends. And he was one of the most annoying people I've ever heard in my life. And he just had like a really high-pitched voice. And he was the guy talking and doing all the talking. He just wouldn't stop talking. And finally, the train filled up enough that at least he was only one of many voices. And I was so thankful. I was just like, oh, thank God this guy's not just... But yeah, it's I don't know. I've always... How do I put this without sounding like a jerk? My dad was not the nicest guy. He had a short temper, and it would flare in public, and he didn't care what you thought of him. And maybe just that whole generation, especially of men, were sort of like that. You don't ask Jack Glover, make him ask for ketchup twice. And I'm the opposite. You know, I've always just been more like, yeah, you know, just let me get out of your way. Let me this, let me that. Probably because of witnessing that my whole life. But I marvel at people who are like that, who just don't seem to care what happens to anyone else but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look out for yourself. I get it. You don't have to be a pushover. You don't have to be a wuss, but man.
It's main character syndrome.
I guess.
And more people than ever have it. I mean, I hate to bring it back to the overpass thing, but you know, it has quite burned my biscuits over here.
Like, I couldn't believe it. When you were telling me that, I like, no offense to you, but I didn't understand it. Because I think I probably pulled over an underpass or two when the rain comes down really heavy.
No, they were blocking traffic.
Yeah.
They were blocking all lanes of
traffic. Once I saw the picture of it, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a legit, like, huge, hundreds of cars blocked.
Yeah.
And
in the middle of a storm.
Yes.
Now, where was this?
On 170, I think.
Wow.
That picture that I saw. But I know it happened in other places. I mean, people were commonly kind of tweeting out pictures and stuff of it.
Yeah, and there's some streamer. The post was removed when I tried to look it up again this morning. But there's some streamer who, like, I think like 50,000 people were watching his stream as he was showing this happening in St. Louis. And it's like, These are people from all over the country, maybe all over the world, and this is the impression they're getting. It's just, it's humiliating. And then the really, to me, the infuriating thing is you don't get an I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't say they're sorry. They don't say, like, you know what? You're right. That was wrong. There's always an excuse. It's like, well, I was scared. I didn't know what to do. That's all well and good, but you still endangered other people.
Yeah.
Can you apologize?
Yeah.
Can you try to make it right?
But also,
I don't understand.
You're a grown person that drives. You should know what to do.
True.
You should understand what to not do, especially, right? You may not know what the perfect choice is, but you should know the one thing is you can't stop in the middle of a highway.
Yeah.
Amen.
Had a couple culinary things this weekend.
Yes.
Had my first Chicago Italian beef sandwich.
Oh.
Ooh, how was that?
Where'd you get it?
It was at the ballpark.
Okay.
The ballpark.
So was it good?
It was really good.
All right.
Anything with beef in it,
well,
I was pretty sure I was going to like it, but it was really good. I understand there's one called Nana's at Busch Stadium that's really good. I'm going to have to try that. Nick is kind of a coffee bitch. You know, he was a barista for years. And so we went to this Italian coffery, and I didn't know what to get because I don't know this stuff. So they had caramel macchiato. Okay, I've had a million of those. So I ordered it, but it was espresso. So I paid like $24.
Oh my gosh.
For about two of us. Like, I had maybe 3 ounces and he had 1 ounce in his little triple espresso thing. And I just pretended to know what I was doing. I sat there pretending that I was really enjoying. I could have spit more than that in my cup. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, the notes of cinnamon are overpowering.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, guys. DJ SM Camo X. Your boy almost got into a fist fight over the dumbest reason in Chicago.
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
Just being me.
Yeah?
Well, me and Nick.
Yeah.
You've been around the two of us together.
I say, does Nick kind of set you off?
No, not at all.
I don't mean set you off. I mean, like, I don't know, make you feel like you're going to be froggy?
No. I mean, I would protect my son.
I don't even mean that. I just mean more like just the energy.
It's just, we're just a-holes.
Okay.
And we're just doing it's like twins that have their own language. And so we're at the game, and they announce Dansby Swanson, the great shortstop for the Cubs. And I'm like, Dansby Swanson sounds like he's a plantation owner. And so then we start going, Dansby Swanson has invited us for lemonade.
That's
on his
actually
porch
hilarious.
Too. And they did not appreciate it. They're like, hey, Dansby Swanson's really great. We're like, oh, yeah, man, no big deal. And then every time he comes, he'd be like, Dansby, could I have a little more ice in my lemonade?
I mean, you're not hating on the guy. You're just talking about his name.
Yeah, they were screaming like, screw the Pope.
Guys
were dressed like the Pope.
Right.
I'm like, really? I can't do a voice for Dansby Swanson?
I mean, he has the most Southern name of any Southern person ever.
He's
from Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah.
And his name's Dansby Swanson. He's, by the way, supposed to be a really nice guy.
I'm sure. He's too handsome.
Yeah. I saw him play in college.
Did you really?
Yeah. Vanderbilt.
So let's break down the people dressed up like the Pope.
Yeah.
Are they trying to be like, we have the Pope on our side?
Yes. They had White Sox logos on their Pope hats.
It feels like the most disrespectful way to show your support for the Pope. Like, maybe don't dress up.
I don't think it's support for the Pope. I think it's more like, we're White Sox fans and we got nothing else.
I guess so. But it's like, man, you're jeopardizing like the coolest thing you have going for you. Like, I don't know. It feels weird to me, but people, it's a free country. You can dress up as whoever you want.
So many Pope t-shirts.
Really?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like around the perimeter of Wrigley, there's a million, you know, kiosks, and every one of them had a different iteation of a Pope t-shirt.
That's great.
Yeah.
It would be that way here.
Oh, for sure.
If it was a St. Louis Pope, we would all have the Pope eating toasted Rav and sitting on top of the arch. Or sitting at the Cardinals game, right?
Yeah.
Because watching the Cardinals is kind of sweet.
I just wonder, where do they get these Pope outfits from?
I'll show you a picture.
I showed Rach the picture because I saw it on Twitter while you guys were at the game.
They were extensive.
It was really the real deal. Like, they went out and spent some money on that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was so much fun because they were having fun. And, like, they hit a home run, and they're all, like, doing, like, they're praying to the sky.
Oh, my gosh.
And then people started yelling, like, screw the Pope. And I'm like, Chicago's not messing around.
I guess not.
I love that so much.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help.
Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. We have some weather coming in again tonight, so make sure you're with us 1 hour from now at 3:35 with Dave Murray's forecast. Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
Good to be with you, Dave. Hope everything's well with you and Rachel and Andrew, if he's back, and Kevin Wheeler. Hope everybody's doing great.
Tell you what, man, things are good with me. Nick and I took the train to Chicago this weekend and saw two games at Wrigley Field, the first time ever for me. It was fantastic, had a great time, a total blast. But I got to tell you this, I saw bad baseball because the White Sox were there.
Saw the Cubs, in other words.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, like, the Cubs are playing really well.
No, I meant to say the White Sox. I'm sorry, I blew that.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like Nick and I were commenting to each other, not trying to be jerks. We're both like, now, there's having a subpar pitching staff. There's having some guys on your team who are lagging at the plate. Then there's just bad baseball.
Yeah.
Where you can't hit a cutoff man, and you can't catch a one-hopper. And that's what I saw over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and it's like that too. Like, how can the Colorado Rockies be as bad as they are, or the Pittsburgh Pirates? I mean, there's really no excuse for it. It's just, there's no justification whatsoever. Because the Cardinals are showing, the Cardinals cut $40 million from the payroll, and they have a better record than a lot of teams that spent a heck of a lot more money. If you can put together a good team, basically even less money than the Cardinals have, you make smart decisions. There's players out there where you can have a respectable team. The Colorado Rockies thing in particular is just utterly absurd that a team would be that bad for so long, you know? So, yeah, but I'm glad you went up there, man. That's a great time.
It was really, really fun. And I was saying, and it could just be because it's Wrigley Field and it's a destination. It could be that it's intimate and you're just closer to your fellow fan, but it's more fun somehow. Like, I'm sure the Cardinals are well acquainted with other ballparks, but that's my first time at another ballpark. And although I love Busch Stadium, I'm going again tonight. It's just more electric somehow.
No, it definitely is. Because, listen, if people love baseball, the chances are really good that they love the history of baseball. They know that certain parks stand alone as historical gems, mm-hmm. historical jewels. And Wrigley is one of them. Wrigley's on the list all time of, like, classic old ballparks. And so I used to feel special just approaching Wrigley Field, all those games I covered there, you know, taking a cab to the ballpark. And I would get excited every single time just seeing it. See, the very, very few sports venues in any sport have that on fans or even media.
Yeah, they also have a, you know, I think some of it, that energy that Dave's talking about, is they also tend to have a younger crowd. That whole neighborhood around Wrigleyville and all of the town, the neighborhoods that are around there, they are people in their 30s, essentially. And the bleachers become the largest outdoor beer garden in the Midwest, yep. you know, during games. I think that's the energy level, right? You've got a lot of 30-somethings, 20-something, 30-somethings out there just having a party and drinking beer in the bleachers, and the normies are everywhere else.
I don't know. I see plenty, you know, and I've been to Wrigley Field more times than I can count. I mean, I see people of all ages partying.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm not saying.
That's a good point.
I had an interesting conversation with the guy next to me. We introduced ourselves, and I'm from St. Louis. He's a very cool guy. Comes down for a couple of games in St. Louis every year. And I said, who's the bigger rival, the Cardinals or the Sox? And he goes, oh, my God. He's like, the Sox think that we're rivals. We don't care about the Sox. Like, we hate the Cardinals. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I think it sounds like we lost Bernie's connection.
Yep. He's playing the quiet game.
Yeah. It is interesting how rivalries go that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of the Central Division cities see the Cardinals as a rival. Milwaukee has always done that. Cincinnati had that for a long time. But it's not something that really is going the other direction as much. Although the Cubs one is a rivalry, right? That's the two-way, which is what makes it special.
We both agreed that we are increasingly... Bernie's back. We both agreed, my Chicago friend and I, that we're both increasingly hate the Brewers. So, yeah.
I got a feeling the Brewers aren't going to be as much of a factor this year. I know we've said that before, but they're having so many problems.
Now,
they're also going to be getting a lot of pitching back in the next month and a half. But, even the Brewers have to retool every now and then. But the Cubs are – I think the Cubs got a heck of a team. And I think that if you look at the schedule, which is they have a really easy schedule the rest of the way. I mean, if they can't win the division, if they can't beat out a Cardinals team that's supposed to be transitioning and, you know, keeping players in the lineup to try to develop them, and they cut $40 million from the payroll. If the Cubs can't take care of the Cardinals this year, I mean, I don't know why the owner of the franchise wouldn't make major changes. Because, I mean, that there was no excuse for the Cubs losing the division to the Cardinals. I'm just saying that objectively. It has nothing to do with what I want to see happen.
Right.
But there's really no excuses.
Yeah, if anything bites them, it's probably going to end up being their bullpen, which is something that every Cubs fan was complaining about all winter.
You're absolutely right. And I also think ownership is part of it. I mean, they have a much higher payroll than St. Louis, but if you consider this gold mine that they're on.
Yeah.
I mean, they can run with the Dodgers. They can run with the Yankees. They can run with the Mets. They can run with anybody they want to run with.
Yep. But
they're fairly conservative, like based on how massive they could be.
So, Bern, Wheels tells me you had a video out recently entitled something like Oliver Marmol deserves more credit. Tell us about it.
Well, he definitely does. And what brought this home to me, and I didn't talk about this much in the video, but, you know, I was talking to my brother the other night, and he said, look, man, you know, I think the Orioles have to fire Brandon Hyde. And I said, you know, that would be tough because he wasn't given a great pitching staff,
right.
But he hasn't shown that he can take a talented team and like get him to the next level. And there was no excuse for them being 15-28. So you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with Ollie Marmol? Here's what it has to do with Ollie Marmol. Who's got more talent? I think it's definitely the Orioles.
Yes.
Who's got a higher payroll? It's the Orioles. Who has been sitting on a prospect factory where Baseball America and everyone gushes about how they've developed all these great players? They have a clear advantage over the Cardinals in that area because they tanked. And so they benefited from tanking.
Yep.
Cardinals have never tanked. The other thing is what Ollie Marmol has done with this team, and it's a team in transition. It's a team that's in the middle. Well, we're not rebuilding. We're trying to compete. We want to win, but we're not going to go all in. Oh, we're not going to spend money on free agents. We're just going to see what happens. Well, the Orioles wanted to win, and the Orioles think by now they should have a great team, and they don't. You know what the Orioles don't have? And this is why I bring them up in contrast to Ollie Marmol. They don't have an identity. I watch Orioles games and I'm like, what is this team supposed to be about? Like, what do they want to do well? What do they emphasize? What's their philosophy? What's the team character? What's the team identity, the personality? Do they have fun? Are they hard-nosed? Do they compete their tails off? And the answer to all that stuff is no. But like you look at here in St. Louis, Ollie Marmol's team has, first of all, he's got a great coaching staff, but this team has an identity. Like they've already like sort of mapped it out. It's like, well, this is how we play ball. This is how we do it. And this is how we're going to continue to do it. And it, you know, solid pitching, really good bullpen again, excellent defense. They take much better at bats. They're smarter all the way around. That team has an identity. And he said, well, what are you talking? You're going too far. I'm not going too far on this.
No.
There's no way the Cardinals should be this much better than the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
But the manager and the coaching staff, they know what the hell they're doing. That's my point.
Yeah. So I went to two games. I sat next to two different Cubs fans and struck up conversations with both. And you know what both of them said to me? What would you guys take for Brendan Donovan?
Oh, yeah. Every team wants Brendan Donovan. I'd be giving him a contract extension.
Nothing.
Right?
Yeah, that's one guy. That's one guy they got to keep because he's kind of a heart and soul guy. I think he personifies the identity of the Cardinals probably more than anybody. Here's another thing about Ollie Marmol with all this hullabaloo about, the Cubs, they've spent close to $100 million more by the time this season's over. Since the start of last season, they will have spent about $100 million more than the Cardinals. Oh, and they hired Craig Counsell, the great manager, right? And Ollie Marmol, all just the worst manager that ever lived, and all that stuff. Why is it that the Cubs have only won two more games than the Cardinals since the start of 2024?
I don't know.
And yet, you got people in this town. People in this town still trashing Ollie Marmol.
It's weird.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And listen, I'm not saying the guy's perfect.
No.
I get on him. He's done a really good job. Yeah, he did a really good job last year, too.
Who didn't do Ollie any favors? The Cardinals. The way that we got Ollie from Matheny to Shaw. I mean, like that whole progression was just icky.
It was, but I would say this. I understand the people being mad about the way that was handled and resenting him at first. But this is what, 22, 23, 24, this is his fourth season as the manager. When do you evaluate him on his own merits about how he's running the club? Why do you always have to go back to the way he got the job?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems really small to me.
Agreed.
I don't get that. I don't understand the mentality. Like, if he's going to be here, 3 years from now and doing well, are the people still going to be, I'll never like him because the way he got the job?
Yeah.
What?
It's fascinating. And look, we all agree he's not perfect. We all have questions about various usages of players or how you're handling a certain thing. But I'll give him credit on two things. One, he comes on every Tuesday and answers every question.
Amen.
Yep.
And so he wants to explain to the fan base what's going on. And you can still disagree. Sometimes I hear what he says and I'm like, and he's got a point. Sometimes I hear it and go, I still disagree. But either way, that effort is what I like. And the second part is, even if it's slow, Bernie, he's made a lot of the adjustments and changes that we've all been talking about for a couple of years with the lineup structure. It's still not perfect, but there's continuing progress. And managers develop the same way that players do. You're not always going to jump right into the job right away and be awesome. There's a learning curve for managers, too, especially when you're talking about guys that weren't 12-year major league players.
Well, I agree. And, he has been maybe slow to try some things that a lot of people, including people who don't hate him like us, have said, hey, you should bat someone else at leadoff. Okay, he's done it. Now, if people are going to hold it against him, like for the rest of eternity, that he didn't do it right away, well, then that's something wrong with the people, not him. The other thing, I just ask, listen, they should have got Ryan Fernandez out of here quicker. However, if you really want to be fair about this, they basically restructured their entire bullpen on the fly in less than a month into the season. You see the Cubs out there who apparently are managed by the greatest manager in the history of the game. They still don't know what they're doing with the bullpen. Yet, Dusty Blake and Ollie Marmol knew they had a terrible problem. They gave it a little time to see if it would get better. And finally, they're like, nope, let's start this all over again. Let's restructure this thing. He doesn't get credit for that? The other thing, I like to evaluate managers on this front. Are they getting the most out of their talent? First of all, I don't think any manager gets 100% out of his talent.
No.
But is Ollie Marmol getting a lot? Is he pretty much maximizing the talent that he has? I would say pretty much, yes. So what is there to hate?
Now for a really important question.
Yes.
How old is too old to bring a ball glove to the game as a fan?
Never too old.
All right, Bernie Miklas.
Yeah.
Never too old.
I tend to agree with Bern.
I think it depends on where you're sitting, but yeah.
You're going to a magical place. You want to catch a foul ball, bring your glove, it's fine.
The only where I would draw the line, and we've all seen highlights, is if you got some adult, like, basically knocking a kid over right. to get to a ball. Mm, I think you got to have a little dignity in pursuit of
yeah,
the ball, right?
Yeah,
right.
Like, if it comes if it comes to you, catch it, but don't chase it.
Here, this tells you everything you need to know about me, the ego monster. I'm sitting in the stands. I'm in a good place to catch a foul ball. If I catch a foul ball, I'm going to give it to a kid. But there are no kids around me. But there is, like, an 85-year-old guy. So I decided, if I catch it, I'm going to give it to the 85-year-old guy. Wait, it gets worse. And so now I'm playing it out in my mind. I start misting up.
I knew you were going to
say that.
I start
crying at what a nice guy I am. I didn't do anything.
You're the best, man. I wish I had gotten to know you sooner. I mean, you're the best.
Tell us about Selena.
Because you're not afraid to lay stuff like that on the radio. And that's who I am, man. I'm an open book. I don't, you know, I'm like, warts and all, or if I come off as maudlin or overly small, sentimental, or, you know, I always tell people I love to cry, you know, and like what's wrong with crying? I was crying at the end of the Preakness the other day. It was so emotional. I was.
I love it. You and I need to go to a ball game together.
I know, you know, so it's like, I like these dudes, and they're out there where it's like, you know, men shouldn't cry.
Nah.
What are you afraid of? Why are you so insecure? If you got emotions, whatever they are, roll with it.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 253. So, taking the train to Chicago, you're just going pretty much up 55, and most of the time you're going past these little towns, which some of them are just so beautiful. Many towns I'd never heard of. The little town squares, really quaint. But I realized that my idea of rich stopped at about 13 years old. Because as I'm going by these houses, and typically people don't build mansions next to railroad tracks, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. But there are these nice little houses, modest but nice, with an above-ground pool and a trampoline. And I'm like, they must be rich.
When I was a kid, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Anybody had a pool, I was like, oh.
Still to this day. Like, if you said I could retire right now and have a nice little house with an above-ground pool and a trampoline, I'll take it.
These places had both going on?
Both, sister.
That's crazy, man.
Right?
Could you jump off the trampoline into the pool?
Because there's no fences. Just like I grew up, there wasn't a fence in South Roxana. Probably still isn't. But there are no fences, and so you just, like, you know.
You got room.
Got room.
Can I bring up something not related at all?
Sure.
Is there anything more annoying than when you're waiting for a text back and then you get a notification from like Wendy's or something on your phone? Because that just happened to me. I'm like, it's the Wendy's app trying to get me to order again.
Or if it's someone you like, not someone you don't want to talk to, but not the person you're waiting for.
Yeah.
Right.
That can sometimes, you know, they'll get a little bit of ire just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I told you yes. Yeah. Yes, we can go to dinner.
You again.
You're distracting me from the text that's not coming in yet.
Yes. Yeah, I've resisted the fast food apps for so long, and then I realized, like, you really save a lot of money if you use them.
Yeah.
But they do. They give you notifications all the time, and it's like,
oh, yeah. I somehow turned on the notifications for DoorDash. Oh. That was terrible.
Yeah, that's a mistake. You got to turn that off.
I did. I figured it out.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.